This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and we will take calls in this hour at 800-313-9443 after our next break. Our guest today is Dr. Nancy T. Banks. She is the author of AIDS, Opium, Diamonds, and Empire, The Deadly Virus of International Greed. It is a fabulous, fabulous book. And as soon as it came out, I purchased it, and it is almost 500 pages, and it's very comprehensive. She covers a lot of very vital issues in this book and really puts it all together. Really connects the dots about who's doing what and where. Her website is nancybanksmd.com, and I hope that you will go there and take the survey question, which is, the survey question is, has your church taken a position on the truth of 9/11? And not only, you know, when we're looking at our churches, and we're talking about their 501c3 status, we have to ask, what else are they not taking a position on? And sometimes it can be very surprising. We get into the habit of going to the same churches because that's where we've always gone, and things happen, and yet they never seem to address anything, but instead they kind of endorse what the government is doing and talk about pro-war and get up and pray for the soldiers who are over in the Middle East. And what exactly are they praying for? That they can kill more of the Iraqis or more of the Afghanis? What exactly are we supposed to be praying for in our churches when they ask us to pray for the soldiers? The soldiers shouldn't be there to begin with. All righty, I think Dr. Banks is back with us, correct?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
This is better? Good. Yeah. Okay. Well, we were talking about Congress people, and another congressperson I mentioned, I talked about in my book, was Jerry Voorhees. And most people probably have never heard of Jerry Voorhees. He was out of the 12th District in California, and he was replaced by Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Yeah.
And the reason the money people backed Nixon is because Voorhees wrote a little book called Out of Debt, Out of Danger, in which he exposed the Federal Reserve. So there have been congresspeople trying to, McFadden was another one, trying to tell the American people about the Federal Reserve for a long time. But Voorhees, so the money power found Nixon. Nixon had been, I think he was a naval man. He hadn't lived in California for quite some time, but they brought him back to California, and they put a lot of money behind him, and he did defeat Voorhees. And that's how we got Nixon. So, and that's a very important part of history, because that, again, it goes to show how the money power was afraid of Congress people who actually were exposing what the nature of the Federal Reserve was and what it was doing to the economy of the United States.
Exactly. And then we also have Paul Findlay, who was in the U.S. House of Representatives, and he started talking about Israel, and all of a sudden, and he lives here in Illinois, he served 11 terms in Congress, and then all of a sudden Dick Durbin, who was pro-Israel, came along, and took Findlay's seat, and then Durbin went on to become the senator, one of the senators here in Illinois.
Yeah, and Findlay wasn't even saying anything. That he was just asking for a balanced policy in the Middle East.
Yes, yes.
Because he was hardly a radical.
Exactly. Unbelievable. All righty, we are going to our three-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Slings. are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the Battle Rifle All-Purpose Carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin, and I am always telling people that ExtendoVite can extend your life. Well, remember Russ and how his future was uncertain after his heart attack? We can now go to 1 year on Extendivite for Russ, and this is what he is saying now.
My name is Russ, and I want to update you on how Extendivite has been working for me. It has been 1 year now, and my doctor is amazed. He has never seen anyone get better after the heart attack I had. He could find nothing wrong with me and has reduced my medications. I feel like I have a new lease on life and would recommend Extendivite to everyone.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Dr. Nancy T. Banks. She is the author of AIDS, Opium, Diamonds, and Empire, The Deadly Virus of International Greed. Her website is nancybanksmd.com. Please go there and take the survey question. We will take calls at 800-313-9443. You talked briefly about... you talked about vaccines. What about the Gardasil vaccine, which is just so terrible?
The Gardasil vaccine, if it weren't so tragic, it would be a joke. It's probably one of the worst products I can imagine. First of all, there is the CDC knows perfectly well that HPV is not the cause of cervical cancer. The cervical cancer is the result of some metabolic deficiencies, and abnormal pap smears can actually be reversed with if people are smoking cigarettes. Some B vitamins, indole-3 carbinol, and some other things can be used to make sure that there's a sufficient nutrition. But HPV also, they know that HPV may be sexually transmitted, but HPV may also be expressed because it's in as part of the germline. And I've read some reports by virologists who come from around the world, and there may be not the few that they're talking about, but they're talking about hundreds or even thousands of HPV. So to me, what we're talking about is a metabolic expression that's happening as a result of something called oxidative stress. So they know that HPV does not cause cervical cancer. That's number one. Association is not causation. Number two, the vaccine has never been shown to stop cervical cancer. They claim that the vaccine can reduce the risk of developing HPV, but if HPV doesn't cause cervical cancer, who cares? That means the vaccine is not really doing anything. The other thing that they're giving this vaccine to kids who are 9, 10, 11, 12, and the cervical cancer is a disease of women in their 50s and 60s. So you're giving a vaccine to people, and vaccines, we know, they recommend that they get booster shots every 10 years or so. So you're giving a vaccine that has no proven effectiveness to prevent something that doesn't happen for 50 years, and it doesn't even work, but the thing that you do know about the vaccines is it has harmful side effects. For example, many young girls have died around the world, and some kids have developed certain neurological problems that seem to be irreversible. So I think that this is... really, this is a crime against humanity, and it should be put before after the Second World War, they had the Nuremberg tribunals and their Nuremberg laws. And so I really believe that the people at Merck need to stand before the International Court for this crime against the girls of the planet.
Oh, I agree totally. What about breast cancer and mammography? Is there an association between the incident of breast cancer since mammography became popular?
Well, it seems to be. It seems to be that, and it's really interesting because they say you need your mammograms in order to help to prevent or find breast cancer early. But the problem is the more mammograms you have, the greater the risk of developing breast cancer is. But there are multiple factors in breast cancer. For example, most women wear bras, and some women even wear bras to bed. So that really reduces the amount of lymph flow to that area. A lot of women wear deodorant, so that also reduces the glands being able to expel what they need from the glandular tissue under the arms. And so the other problem is that the hormones in plastic, the hormones in birth control pills, and of course the estrogen replacement therapy. So we have a lot of reasons for the increased incidence of breast cancer in this country.
And aren't there a lot of false tests or false positives where people say, well, you've got breast cancer, and they go in and it isn't really cancer at all? Do you find that might be a factor?
Well, there are some precancerous lesions, and this is the problem. Again, this is the problem with the technology, because what happens is that you overread. There's a tendency to overread the X-rays. But what if you underread and you miss something? Then you have a lawsuit. So, you know, taking the devil's advocate physician's position, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And this is the problem with not evaluating completely the technology before you put it on the market to know what the limits of the technology is. And this is the whole point of getting rid of the Office of Technology Assessment. That's what that office was for, to assess the limits of the technology before it was put into clinical use.
Right. All righty. We do have some callers lined up. Let's take Shelley in Texas. Shelley, welcome to the program.
Oh, hello, Deanna and Nancy, Dr. Banks. A wonderful show again, Deanna. Nancy has to be one of my favorites. So informative. I do have both of your books. I haven't read all of either, so I probably shouldn't mention it, but let me plug Deanna's book. She plugs others, but never hers. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. And, of course, yours has been mentioned, Dr. Banks.
Uh-huh.
I recently took CME. I know what that is because we have to do it every year.
Are you a doctor or a nurse?
Well, I was a pathologist. Right now, I'm kind of out of medicine, reflecting on things, but I still have my license. So, because of, in large part, because of Deanna and RBN, now when I take the CME, of course, I knew it was, every time you take them, they're almost always about drugs. Even in pathology, Big Pharm is somehow related. And now I am looking at relevant financial disclosures. And the last time, I just recently finished the 24 hours, which is the Texas requirements anyway, per year. And greater than 50%, I now have a separate folder in my CME file, relevant financial disclosures or relationships, greater than 50% were in of the 24 hours were included in that. So I just, I thought that I'd mention that to you.
And yeah, I think that's one of the things, I think both the New England Journal of Medicine and the British Medical Journal have looked at the financing of these studies, and that is, and one of the things that they've also shown is because of that financing, a lot of reports that actually would be against the drugs that are being put on the market, those reports are actually being suppressed.
Oh, of course, you could see that, and I'm sure mammograms with respect to breast cancer and sonograms on everyone. I had not even considered that. But it just, it, there's so much unnecessary medicine. But, you know, medicine is kind of like finding a good church. I cannot join a church that is pro-Israel. And all of them seem to be, especially the mega churches. And I'm certain if you can't discuss the evils of Israel, you certainly cannot discuss 9/11. But,
no,
you know,
you're exactly right, and that's and that's the difficulty right now of finding, you know, finding a place of like-minded spiritual people who really want to have peace on earth
and true integrity, and that certainly does not, true integrity is not support of evil. It just, it is not, even by omission, it's not. But, it, you know, in medicine, it's kind of the same. How do you find a doctors who oppose vaccines and are not robotic? You know, they write prescriptions, they take labs.
Fortunately, in the United States, we still do have naturopaths and osteopaths and homeopaths. So it's hard.
I thought about that.
It's hard, but the naturopaths, especially the ones that are coming out of Bastyr Medical School, I think still do, especially out west. If you're in the western part of the United States, they are not allowed to be licensed, and this is the other thing: they can't get licenses in every state.
For example,
the naturopaths cannot be licensed in New York, but they can be licensed in Connecticut. So those are the kinds of things that people can begin to work on at a local level, because those are states' issues.
I will check into that. I think I did before, but I can't remember whether Texas allows them or not. Probably doesn't, is, would be my guess, but I'll certainly check that out. Also, if you could recommend me to me some good books or articles to read on really scientific, on vaccines.
Because if you will send your email to to Deanna, she can
She's got mine. I've not checked my email in a long time, Deanna, but I will do that. Yeah, I would love that. I would love a list. Thank you both so much. This is a wonderful, very, very informative discussion about everything. Deanna, you always hit it out of the ballpark. Thank you.
Well, it's my guest. I'm just the facilitator. I just facilitate
both.
Things here.
Thanks, Shelley. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I have another.
That was great, because that was a doctor, and she's beginning to think outside of the box. Isn't that wonderful?
Exactly.
An allopathic doctor.
Exactly. All righty, we do have a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed, Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
I've had a couple of Skype messages. One of them is from somebody that lives out of the country and has a very serious problem. Let me just scroll up here. He has what is called melas, M-E-L-A-S, and he said it's a mitochondria disease that affects my body's ability to process enough energy for life functions. And he takes all kinds of things, at least 26 different things each day just to survive.
How do you pronounce what he has?
He pronounced it is M-E-L-A-S, Melas, M-E-L-A-S, and he said it's a mitochondria disease that affects my body's ability to process enough energy for life functions. And he said it's very intricate. It's about as serious a disease as a person can get.
Oh, this is one of the things that this is going to be the new area of expertise. It's the mitochondria. I talk about this a little bit in my book. Some mitochondrial diseases people are born genetically with them, but most of them are manufactured, and this is for those of you who don't know what a mitochondria is, all of the cells in our body have a nuclei that has genetic material that we inherit from our mothers and our fathers. But we also have a separate genetic, a second genome, and the those genomes are called mitochondria. And that DNA, it's an organelle which resides in the cytoplasm of the cell. And depending on what organ, depends on how many may be in a particular cell. For example, the heart muscle would, because it needs a lot of energy, and would have a lot more than some other parts of the body. But the mitochondria has its own DNA, and this DNA is inherited from the mother. So this is the DNA when they're tracking genetics of large populations. They usually do it through the maternal DNA, and this is the DNA when they're checking DNA for crime scenes. It's often this maternal DNA which is being checked. Now, the other important thing about these mitochondria, about 2 billion years ago, the mitochondria had formed a relationship with a prokaryote. And so there are two, the reason we have these two genomes, because these two different cells got together and they formed a union. And what happened is that in the mitochondria is where most of our energy is made, in the form of a molecule called ATP. Now, when we're not able to make enough of that molecule of ATP in the mitochondria, we have a secondary backup system where we can produce ATP by a process known as glycolysis. It takes place in the cytoplasm. It is much less efficient. And, for example, cells that are damaged or diseased or cells that are cancerous use this less efficient mechanism for creating energy. So anyone who has a problem with making energy in the mitochondria is going to have a terrible problem with just feeling tired all the time, because they're not able to make energy. So the problem is also the secondary problem with using the less efficient form of energy is the buildup of acid, lactic acid. And so the metabolism of your entire body is thrown off balance, because the milieu in which your body functions should not be acidic. It should be sort of balanced between acid and base. In the human, we say it should be about 7.4. But if it's more acidic, none of your enzymes or the things that should be making proteins or molecules in your cells are working efficiently. And so that becomes a problem. And also being able to excrete this acid becomes a problem. And so your whole life can be compromised. And what we are finding is, because of the drugs and the toxins and the electrical environment that our children are in, that we're seeing more and more mitochondrial diseases. In fact, the cancer is likely to be a mitochondrial disease, because it seems that the cancer cells, mostly the cancer cells, use glycolysis for the production of energy.
Oh my, okay. So what could he do to counteract this horrible situation?
Well, you know, I'm not here to offer medical advice, and I'm sure he has his doctors that are there taking care of him. So the problem with mitochondrial myopathy, which MELIS is that if there is a genetic problem with the mitochondria, the person who is treating him is going to have to do is to understand the metabolism of the mitochondria and try to replace those nutrients that he may not be getting as a result of poor metabolism.
All righty, we do have to take a break. We will be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Our guest is Dr. Nancy T. Banks. She is the author of AIDS, Opium, Diamonds, and Empire, the Deadly Virus of International Greed. Her website is nancybanksmd.com. And the gentleman that I was referring to that Skyped me is in Bangkok. And the doctors there just do not have the wherewithal, the education to handle this. He's a 35-year-old male, and he's been doing his own regimen. Basically, the only thing that they can take care of over there is the lab test.
Well, I'm not sure that he would get better care anyplace, because the doctor, the pathology doctor who was just speaking, was making a point, and this is a very important point, is that mostly what they're teaching doctors how to do is to use drugs. But many diseases are the cause of metabolic problems. For example, most doctors, when they go to medical school, have to take organic chemistry in undergraduate school, and then they have to take biochemistry. And biochemistry is very important, because then in biochemistry you learn the metabolism of the body, and you learn how the errors in metabolism, too much of this or too little of that, can create blockages within the system. But what happens is that knowledge practically becomes it becomes non-existent when you go into the clinics, because once you go into the clinics, you no longer you're no longer thinking about those processes. You're only thinking about diseases. They tell you a disease. Okay, this is diabetes, so this is how you treat diabetes. This is, you know, high blood pressure. This is how you treat high blood pressure. So you stop thinking about the processes. And so, because anytime a person has gotten to the disease process, they've generally gone through a series of stages, which Hans Seeley codified. You know, so by the time you get to the disease process, you've already been sick for quite some time. So the doctors, unfortunately, what the doctors are not thinking about is what is the process of that disease pattern. How did that person get to where they are at that particular state? So what are the underlying metabolic issues? What are, you know, what are the enzyme issues? What are the deficiency issues? And so that's unfortunately the way that, that many of these modern problems have to be approached. But if the only approach you have is giving people drugs, you're not going to think about the underlying processes. And that's why so many people who have chronic diseases are not getting better. However, I must also say this. Many people don't want to get better. They define themselves by their diseases, and I think that if they even thought that they could take control of themselves and had to be responsible, they wouldn't want to do it. So there's two parts to this. One part is that the doctors are not thinking about process, and the other part is that the patient sometimes is attached to their disease.
Oh, my. So they really don't want to take, they, having had a mother who was somewhat of a hypochondriac, I really totally agree with you. People like to go to the doctor sometimes. And it's
I'm sure you, and everybody has a relative that their whole conversation is about their illnesses.
Exactly.
I'm sure everybody has an uncle John or an Aunt Sarah or somebody who, you know, when you go to visit them, you go like, oh, God, it's going to be 3 hours of her talking about her back or her bunions or whatever.
Right. So. And what she's taking and what the doctor said. And, oh, my goodness. And you don't dare say, how are you? Because they're really going to tell you.
Yes. Forever and ever. So you know, this comes back to the personal responsibility issue as well.
Right.
And wanting to be well. I mean, wellness is a state of mind as well as a state of being.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Someone else Skyped me, and his girlfriend, who is a wonderful, wonderful young lady, took the Gardasil shot. Her mother, you know, apparently encouraged her to do that. And as a result of that, she had a lot of physiological problems. And so a lot of mothers think that, you know, they can trust their doctors who say, oh, yes, give your daughter some, and I believe it's 3 shots.
It is.
And they do it.
3 very expensive shots.
Ah, expensive.
Yeah, I think the 3 shots are over $300.
Oh my!
I mean, it's a very expensive vaccine. I mean, it's a money making. Look, this is the bottom line. If you have no integrity and you want to run a scam, you can run a scam on the American people because they just about will buy anything. And one of the things I say in my video is that I'm living in Mexico, my vaccine video. I'm living in Mexico now, and one of the things that I learned about the Aztecs that the Europeans said when they got here, the Aztecs used to have a human sacrifice. But we have human sacrifice. Why would you sacrifice your healthy daughter to the vaccine gods? Because this is truly a belief. It has nothing to do with science. And she didn't do her research. And I'm not feeling sorry for people anymore because there is information. There's adequate information for people to begin to make informed choices. you're not going to get informed choices in your doctor's office because your doctor is going to be promoting what the drug companies and the CDC and the FDA, who actually are in the back pocket of the pharmaceutical industry, they're going to be promoting their products. Are the products the best thing for you and your family? You're going to have to start, you absolutely, at this point in history, you cannot trust the pharmaceutical industry. They are just not a good player. They are selling products, and at this point, their products are often harmful. They know the products are harmful, and they're going to make all the money because they're not in the business of really helping people. They're in the business of making money.
Right. Now, aren't they concerned about the lawsuits?
No, they are not. First of all, the vaccine lawsuits, you know, during the Reagan administration, they put that the vaccine injury fund in place. So right. They're not going to get lawsuits. And then when they pass the Patriot Act, the vaccine manufacturers are held harmless. So these are these little laws that they sort of pass that people don't pay attention to. And then when your kid gets sick, you have no recourse.
Wow.
And the kids who actually are damaged with the vaccines, the government actually, the government lawyers actually work against the families to get them any money for the damages that they have. So very little of that money is paid out to kids who are damaged by the vaccines. So you essentially don't have any recourse to the courts. Because the vaccine manufacturers, knowing the damage that their products can cause, have already written into the government these laws that protect them and hold them harmless from their products. But look at this. For example, look at something like Vioxx. They knew that Vioxx was had damaged the heart when they put it on the market because they kept those that research quiet. And after 100,000 people had problems and 50,000 people, this is reported in Congress, died from Vioxx, it was removed from the market. But by that time, they had made so much profit on that drug that the people who would sue them, they had already had actuaries to determine how much the cost of those deaths were. That's what you have an actuary for.
Right. So they figure that they can go ahead and pay those, and they've still made enough money
A business model. It's a business model. People need to understand that is a business model. And so they calculate how much money they can make on a particular product. They calculate how much damage it might do. And if they're going to make more profit, then they're going to put the product out there. It doesn't matter if your child is the one who gets damaged.
Wow. What an awful thing. Now, you were talking about, when you brought up Bill Gates and talking about the depopulation situation, I have noticed among a lot of people that there seems to be low sterility rates in both men and women, a circumstance that didn't used to exist. Am I wrong, or is this just...
The sperm count has been going down drastically for decades. You know, the sperm count of the men today, I hate to tell you guys, you do not have the sperm that your father had, both in women and men. Women, of course, there are so many women who are having difficulty getting pregnant. But also, many times the problem is with the men because the sperm count is drastically falling. And it should be of concern. It should be of great concern. A lot of this seems to be related to, for the men, seems to be related to the number of feminizing hormones that are being given to the general population in the plastics, in the water, and in other products that they're taking.
Interesting. That is something. And of course. What about the Japanese population and the Fukushima situation? How's that affecting
the Japanese? My dear, you shouldn't worry. You should worry about the American population. We've already had an excess of 14,000 infant deaths as a result of Fukushima. So the Japanese are going to get hit hard, but so are the people in North America because that radiation cloud has fallen right over the United States.
Okay, and you say 14,000 infant deaths. thus far.
Mm-hmm. And thus far, and that was several months ago. Those numbers come from several months ago. I don't have the most recent stats.
And who reported that? And how come nobody ever heard about that?
It was reported in the national news. You know what happens? This is what happens. For example, if something is really, you have to see how something is reported. For example, and this is how the media works. If there's some really bad news, it's usually reported on a Friday afternoon, or Thursday or Friday. You might hear it Saturday morning, and by Monday it's gone.
Wow. Okay. Unless it's something that some Lindsay Lohan and her drug problems or something like that, right?
Right.
Then it'll last for 2 weeks.
But they haven't, you know, the powers that be haven't really talked about Fukushima and what the consequences are. For example, we're you know, in Europe they already know they're going to be having an excess of thyroid cancer, and it's probably going to be happening in the United States as well. One of the things they haven't told people is that people need to start taking iodine to help to prevent the thyroid cancer, but they haven't, the public health sector hasn't even given that information out. So there's some things that people can do that will help a little bit, but unfortunately they're not talking about that at all.
Interesting. All right, let's take another call. Let's take Jim in Massachusetts. Jim, welcome to the program.
Yes, hello, thank you. I just want to comment that you two, both you, Deanna, and Dr. Banks, are two of the most inspiring people I've ever come across on the Internet.
Wow, thanks.
Well, you are. I mean, it's incredible. And I don't know if you mentioned this, but there's a short video, 15 minutes, that Nancy does on YouTube that really everyone has to see. It's called Nancy Banks on Vaccines. It's so compelling, so cogent, and it's such a great explanation of just what a wreck vaccines are and how they make people sick, frankly.
Right. It is on her website, nancybanksmd.com. So tell all your friends on your email list.
Yeah, here it is. The study, a new study published in the peer-reviewed journal, International Journal of Health Services, alleges that 14,000 people have already died in the United States due to Fukushima.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I had heard that figure, but I don't remember ever hearing it on the national news.
Yeah. And as far as I used to be in clinical chemistry, I know a little bit about medicine, but from a psychological standpoint, do you know anybody that really writes to explain why do people want to be sick?
I'm sure if you read the psychiatry literature, they you know, for example, there's something called Munchausen syndrome, where people actually fake diseases in order to get attention. So there are various reasons why people want to be sick.
Do you know of any authors or any doctors or whoever that can explain it better?
I don't offhand, but you could start with Munchausen syndrome.
Munchausen syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, I reach the point when I look around and I see people submitting to the doctors and doctors' orders and all this stuff that's actually killing them. You get what you deserve, and if you're going to sit there and put your trust into a profession which is totally corrupt, like medicine today, mainstream medicine, I mean, no, I'm not talking about the naturopaths, osteopaths, homeopaths, etc. Again, you get what you deserve.
Well, I think one of the things is that, you know, people have been trained to trust the experts, and unfortunately, at this point, they're going to have to begin to wake up. But there's another big problem in the United States, because people realize that the United States is going through some terrible transitions, and there's a lot of depression. One of the things that has happened over the last 10 years is that the number of people who are taking antidepressants and antipsychotics has skyrocketed because people are feeling that they're not having control over their lives anymore, and that's unfortunate because we do have some control, and one of the controls is to get off of these drugs so that we can begin to think straight.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're depressed because you don't have control, I mean, the solution...
If you take the drug, you have less control.
Yeah, even have less control. And the shocking thing I found was that a lot of these antidepressants actually cause depression. And the most ridiculous commercial I see on TV is like, there's one where, oh, if you're taking an antidepressant but you're still depressed, well, we have another drug now you can add on top of the one you're already taking.
It's incredible.
I start to laugh. You know, here, take this, it's not working. So here, let's just give you something else. I don't know. I just can't believe some of the commercials on TV.
It is amazing.
Well, it is amazing. Anyways, what's amazing is that once you hear the side effects, would anybody, you know, the number of side effects, and they're very serious.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
on TV, they spend 5 seconds on the benefits and then a minute on the detrimental side effects.
Right. All righty. Thanks, Jim. We do need to take a 3-minute break. When we come back, we'll take John from Florida. So stay tuned. Be right back.
Sometimes you don't eat right and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's First Kings formula. Tested, tried, and true. And an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because First Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in 2 delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, First Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get First Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
We are back, and And apparently John in Florida dropped, but he did Skype me, and he wants to know about all of the people in St. Louis who apparently are suffering from radiation effects. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't. I can't comment on it.
Okay. Well, I know that that there are people, particularly on the West Coast, that have suffered greatly. And of course, you mentioned the 14,000 children, infants, who had passed away. And yet, we just don't hear enough of this on the news. And, it sounds like you're having the butterfly wings again. There. Are you there? Okay. Apparently, there's an issue with our connection.
Is that better?
Yes. Thank you.
You know what happens? Whenever I'm about an hour on Skype, I begin to lose my sound.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're trying to tell me something.
Yes. I wonder who it might be. Well, we certainly have a lot of issues with the radiation coming from Japan, with the toxins and the MG foods. It's just genetically modified.
But I want to leave this on an up note, because I tend to be an optimist, and I don't want people to think that they don't have any control. And this is what I want people to know. Most people are more powerful than they think. And this is what the powers that be really want. They want us to not know how powerful we are. And so we keep thinking about all the things that they're doing. But I think one of the things that we need to do is think about what we can do. And calling our spirit back from all the craziness that's going on around us, and really begin to focus on, for example, start wherever you are. One of the things that we also need to begin to think about is having things local. And this globalization thing where a few people can control the mass of the planet has got to stop. And so we've got to start thinking local. We've got to start bringing our health care locally rather than the federal government managing our health care, bringing our banking systems locally rather than the Federal Reserve's handling our banking system, bringing our farming back so that we can buy our farm produce local, and on and on and on. And we've got to begin to think about what we can do, because, we do live in a global planet, but some things have to be managed locally, and I think we need to begin to think about how to do that.
Oh, I agree with you totally. I belong to a group of women, and they have co-ops where you can order things right from the farm. You can get organic vegetables and grass-grown beef grass-fed beef, and it's fabulous. Eggs from chickens that actually walk around on the ground. And
they'd have really free-range chickens.
Yes, it's fabulous. It's just wonderful, and I think that you can... Also, as you suggested, take responsibility for your own health. Don't run to the doctor every time something happens to you, but try and figure out what you can do. Take vitamins. Eat better. Take better care of yourself.
Let me make a plug for vitamin D. This is my favorite vitamin. Make sure that you check your vitamin D level. It should be around 50 or 60. And if it's not, make sure that you're taking enough vitamin D, because vitamin D can help prevent cancer, flus, heart disease, high blood pressure, so many things that vitamin D is going to be helpful in preventing. So let me make a plug for people checking their vitamin D and making sure it's at a right level.
Thank you so much, Dr. Banks. We're out of time. Thank you, and hugs to you for everything you do.
Oh, great being with you, Deanna, and bye to all your audience. I love it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.